I love our choir.
We love you too.
But you, young man, what the heck? They just went through a hurricane and they got a storm. Look, storm. They just, you're playing tricks on them. They've been through all kinds of experiences over there. You need to lighten up a little bit. Sing nice. Let it keep it flowing. They don't know what's going on next. What's happening?
They can handle it.
We've been through a hurricane. We don't have screens and stuff. I would have titled the sermon today, Gone with the Wind, right? Remember Margaret Mitchell's book? Remember that? Where Scarlett O'Hara, remember, is it Sonata or Sonata? She talks to at the end of the book. Remember, it says I've forgotten, you know, about the house. It's about the house, Tara, in Georgia. It's all gone with the wind now. And, of course, I mean, that was about the Civil War. It wasn't about hurricanes, but you kind of remember. You guys don't have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? See, this is why, George, I go with football images, all right? Because when I bring up stuff like literature, you know, nobody gets it. What? All right, what about this story? Remember this story, all right? It's a story where everybody has to build a house, okay? And everybody's house gets tested. Remember this story? And only one house survives? The three little pigs. That's right. See? All right. And remember how that works out, okay? Because we all make the choices out of what we're going to build our houses off, all right? And then the storm comes, the wolf comes, all right? And the wolf says, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house. Remember how that goes? But what? But we don't take no guff off any wolf now, do we? So what do we say? We say, not by... Did you guys just say chinny chin chins in church on Sunday? We're the only ones who did that, I bet you, today. All right? Or maybe we can remember, as we're thinking about the passage Joe read, maybe we can remember the song we learned about the wise man built his house upon the rock. Remember that? The wise men, remember how that goes? And the rains came down and the floods came up, okay? And then the foolish man built his house on sand. And the house falls flat. We remember the song. We know the story. We know how it goes. Then you notice how Jesus says the man was foolish. He doesn't say that he was wicked. He doesn't say that he was evil. He says... he was foolish. You ever do anything stupid and have to explain yourself? You know? Like, who can put the longest piece of spaghetti up your nose? All right? And then your mom wants to know, why are you doing that? And you're, I don't know. I just, you know, it just, if I was operating on the, I mean, when Diane and I were married, I had to explain myself so many times. And I'd be like, well, it seemed like a good idea at the time. She'd go, what are you doing? What is wrong with you? It just happened. You know, I don't... If I was operating on the basis of reason and logic, I wouldn't have done it. Clearly, I wasn't operating on that basis. All right? No one sets out to have these things happen, and yet sometimes they just have a way of happening. Which is why we have to be cautious about the materials that we use when we're building our lives and we're securing more than just a house. We're securing our relationship, securing understanding, our understanding of how life works and how God has put us on this earth in order to be able to enjoy and rejoice in God's presence, but to also be able to have an influence and helping others as they too seek to lay down the foundations of their lives. Because sometimes, you know, we get all wrapped up in all these storms and all these things that are happening, and we can forget. We can forget. We're blessed. We have been blessed. All of us this week know we have been blessed. If that storm had hit as a Category 4 or 5, the devastation would have been terrible. We know that we have been blessed. We could have been so much worse. And we pray for those who unfortunately were devastated by the storm. We may have lost electricity, right? But like I did with the kids, right? But we never lost power, did we? Amen. No, we never lost power. Why? Because our power comes from God, all right? And God's presence is always with us in any storm. Any storm, any situation. There is no wind that can blow God away. We know this. God is always with us. We are now in the rebuilding stage, the restoring stage. Well, guess what, church? Guess what, Christian? This is our area of expertise, is it not? Are we not like the best witnesses, testimonies about rebuilt lives, restored hope? This is our specialty. This is what we know about. This is where we can go out in the communities and say, we know about restoration. We know about rebuilding. We can tell you about a contractor that you know will always show up, always lift up, but never give up, because he will always be with you. You don't have to worry about God when he is actively involved in your situation. That is what we do, and that is what we testify to. We help other people restore hope. We bring them into the healing presence of God, who reaches to them with grace and love, and in that confidence, they're able to go about rebuilding and restoring their life. God is in the restoration business. He takes that which is broken and makes it whole. Through Jesus Christ, he takes that which is dirty and makes it clean. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, he takes that which is dying and breathes into it new life. This is a God of hope, a God of power, a God of grace. It seems silly to say that God is stronger than a hurricane. Of course God is stronger than a hurricane. We know that, but sometimes we forget that God is stronger than any other storm we may be facing. Sometimes a hurricane's an easy thing compared to some of the storms that we have to face, the winds of change that are coming down on us, the tides that are coming up on us. Some of us have lots more trouble than a hurricane. And it lasts a whole lot longer than a storm passing through in just a few days. There are some people who are in facing storms that are just so hard. Have a troubled job, you gotta work, you can't quit. You gotta find a way to make it work. There are people who have troubled relationships, kids in trouble, parents in trouble, communities in trouble, the country's in trouble. There's troubles everywhere. Everywhere we look, there's trouble. But there is also God to help us face these situations, to face these challenges. We're the witnesses. That's what we do. This is what is so important, that we give that testimony so we can give hope to people. Proclaim that truth. There's always, there's storms out there now, but there's three of them out there now. All right? Maria is not allowed. All right? No invitation to that one. No. There's always going to be a storm of some kind. Always. Hitting some place. Hitting someone. Hitting somewhere. Hitting sometime. But we are the people who give hope. We are the people who bring God's presence into the most severe situation and remind them that they are not alone. Nobody wants a hurricane. Nobody wants any storm. But when they come, we're able to give a witness of hope. We are able to give people confidence that they're not facing those storms alone. Our challenge isn't about getting electricity restored. It's about making sure that we stay connected to the true power. Our challenge is making sure that others are also able to do that. It's not about planting trees. It's about planting hope. It's about allowing people to understand. It's not about rebuilding buildings. It's about rebuilding relationships. This is what we are doing. No one sets out to build their house on the sand. Who thinks that's a good idea? Oh, this looks like a really good spot. Let's just build our house in the worst possible place there is. No. It's right up there with the spaghetti noodle trick. I won that contest, by the way. Nobody thinks that's a good idea. But it happens. People don't set up to try to make their lives no one nurses a grudge trying to hope that they can become a bitter and resentful person. No one sits down and says, remember the TV commercial where they'd show the little kids, I want to be in middle management. Remember that? I want to be a brown noser. You know how they go through all of those different things? Nobody sets out to have a mediocre life. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants their life to go to hell. No, of course not. But each of us are responsible through the choices we make about the lives that we build. Are we building them out of straw? Are we building them out of sticks? Or are we building them with the strong foundation of Jesus Christ? This is the self-examination we all get to do. Jesus offers us that sure foundation, knowing that on him we can depend. Because it's not a matter of if a storm's going to come. They do come. Most of you here have weathered more than one or two of them. You're veterans of the storms. You know what they're like. But we have confidence knowing that we're not saved by the hair of our chinny chin chins. We're saved by the love and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the sure foundation for all of our lives. And on that we can build, and on that we can hope, and on that we can all trust. Amen.